Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their beef quality assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org.
Well, USDA closed Friday, leaving traders guessing as to what slaughter numbers were and what box beef prices did. This just left some positioning to close out the books for the year and to wait for information before guessing price direction. Trading activity did not increase in the South on Friday, leaving the potential for more cash activity this week. Neither packers nor feedlots were willing to give in Friday. Northern cattle traded higher last week, with feedlots likely setting their sights higher again this week. Hog futures were under pressure due to the uncertainty of cash and whether the large increase of cutouts of Thursday would hold. USDA was closed with no information to provide direction there. Some traders may have been just plain tired of the question of what was going to take place in the new year due to the effects of Prop 12 and decided to close out their books at the end of the year and take a wait-and-see attitude. Higher trade on all three wheat contracts as the pan commodity buying includes Trigo to start 2022. The end of 2021 was not particularly kind to wheat, as all three exchanges saw solid selling pressure during the final week of trade. Minneapolis spring wheat specifically saw support levels violated and trends flipped from sideways to lower for the first time in 2 months. To end the month of December, it definitely felt as though the supply of wheat in the hands of major exporters was a bit looser than what was perceived a couple of months ago. Sharply higher prices overnight as bulls come out swinging to start 2022 after a disappointing finish to 2021 with back-to-back days of sell pressure last week. Corn buyers have surfaced as forecasts in South America look less than ideal heading into important development weather. According to rainfall maps, weekend showers in Brazil were mainly confined to northern Brazil, with only spotty showers in central Panama. Stronger trade across the soy complex overnight as buyers surfaces in soybeans and products along with grains. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Livestock futures at the close Friday. February live cattle down 27, 139.70. April down 5 cents, 144.82. January feeder cattle up 55 cents, 166.87. March up 95, 169.95. February hogs down 122, 81.47. April down $1.10, 86.72. Kansas City wheat, the March down 11 and a quarter at 801.5. May down 11 and a half, 802. Chicago wheat, March down 9 cents, 770 and 3 quarters. May down 8 and 3 quarters. It's 774 and a quarter. March corn down 2 3/4, 593 and a quarter. May down 1 3/4, 595. January soybeans up a penny, 1328 and 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.